I'm speaking today with Audit Manager Rebecca Seidel about our latest report, which provides an update on the progress being made with the implementation of the Scotland Act 2012. Rebecca, can you talk me through what the Scotland Act is and why it's important?
The Scotland Act is a piece of legislation that sets out to increase the financial powers of the Scottish Parliament. Some of the new financial powers arising from the Act, such as the Land and Buildings Transaction Tax and the Scottish Landfill Tax, are now in force, while others, like the Scottish Rate of Income Tax, are still to come. This has taken place at the same time as proposals for further devolution are making their way through the UK Parliament in the form of the Scotland Bill 2015. Taken together, these changes will have significant implications for the Scottish budget, the Scottish Parliament's spending responsibilities, and how public finances are managed and reported.
And what is Audit Scotland reporting on today?
Our report looks at how effectively Revenue Scotland implemented and is now collecting the two devolved taxes that were introduced in April this year. We also examined how the Scottish Government is working with HM Revenue and Customs to prepare to introduce the Scottish Rate of Income Tax in April next year. And finally, we looked at how the Scottish Government is developing its financial management and reporting under the current arrangements set out in the Scotland Act.
So what has been the progress to date?
Since we last reported in 2014, Revenue Scotland has successfully delivered the Land and Buildings Transaction Tax and the Scottish Landfill Tax. It did this by effectively managing risks to make sure that the IT system and the staff that it needed to collect the taxes were both in place by the time they went live on the 1st of April this year. Revenue Scotland is now applying lessons learned from this experience in preparation for potentially taking on more devolved taxes in future. There's also been good progress in the Scottish Government, which is updating its financial management arrangements to accommodate the new powers in the Scotland Act.
And what were Audit Scotland's findings on the Scottish Rate of Income Tax?
HM Revenue and Customs will collect the Scottish Rate of Income Tax, and it's responsible for the project to set this up. The National Audit Office audits HM Revenue and Customs, and it reported in November on progress with this project. We provide additional assurance to the Scottish Parliament on the National Audit Office's work on the Scottish Rate of Income Tax. Our report looks at how the Scottish Government is working with HM Revenue and Customs to prepare for the Scottish Rate of Income Tax, and we found that they're working well together in this area.
And what does Audit Scotland want to see happen next?
The future landscape of Scotland's public finances is still being mapped out, and the powers in the Scotland Act are being introduced in the context of further financial devolution. Because of this quickly changing environment, some arrangements to manage the financial powers in the Scotland Act are still to be agreed beyond 2015-16. This is reasonable, but the Scottish Government will need to move quickly once key agreements are reached to fully develop these arrangements. This includes progressing its strategy for capital borrowing and ensuring financial reporting arrangements for the new powers are comprehensive, transparent, reliable, and timely. This is an area that Audit Scotland will continue to monitor developments in and will plan our future work around this. We'll be taking this report on implementing the Scotland Act to the Public Audit Committee in January.
Rebecca, thank you. And the report is available to view on our website, www.audit-scotland.gov.uk.